Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect.
Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder, and thank you so much for tuning in to Young Catholics Respond. I can't believe I'm saying this, but it is now Lent. We are opening up the Lenten season, and I want to make sure that you head over to our website because we've got some really great Stations of the Cross for you during the Lenten season. You can purchase them on our website. It's patchworkheart.org, and then you click on the button that says online store. They're only $1.99, and we're giving you 20% off of that for the entire season of Lent. So make sure you head over and get your Stations of the Cross. You'll have them in time for next Friday, not this Friday, but you'll have them in time for next Friday if you order today. So check that out. And all the other things we have in the store, but really prepare well for your Lenten season. And in that vein today, I am blessed to be joined by my friend Tony Agnese, who's a Hall of Fame broadcaster, best-selling author, an award-winning blogger. Tony is a master storyteller and inspirational speaker. His book, A Storyteller's Guide to a Grace-Filled Life, Tony shares a new collection of stories that celebrates turning misery into ministry, which is just absolutely awesome. He's one of the top 100 Catholic bloggers and was a finalist in the 15th Annual International Weblog Awards. He's a frequent guest on Catholic radio, and Tony's a member of the Catholic Writers Guild. Tony and his wife, Diane, have been married 46 years and live in Wadsworth, Ohio. They have two adult sons, a beautiful daughter-in-law, and two grandsons, Nico and Luca, who are the absolute love of their lives. So, Tony, welcome to the program, and thank you so much for being here with me today on Young Catholics Respond.
Bill, it's my pleasure. It's great to be back with you. I've got some really fond memories of some shows we've done in the past, and this is a perfect time of year to have a conversation.
It really is. It really is. I think it's the most Catholic time of the year. If you can have a most Catholic time of the year, it's, I think, Lent. But, I want you just to tell us some stories about Lent, you know, and I love your stories. You have such an amazing way of telling stories. So talk to us a little bit about some of the stories you have for the Lenten season.
Well, I just want to start out a little bit by talking about Ash Wednesday. You know, Ash Wednesday, they say, is one of the most attended days, masses, and or services of the year. They say that St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City gets 30,000 people on Ash Wednesday. And I went right here near my office at noontime yesterday, and the church was packed. It was filled with people, and many of whom are non-Catholic. There's just something about those ashes. I got home last night. I had a speech last night, Bill, with a group called Steadfast Fathers, which are men. Most of them have just gotten out of jail or prison. A lot of them addicted, and these are guys who have been estranged from their kids, and they really want to get back together with their kids. And they'll do this course called Steadfast Fathers. When they graduate, they get a certificate that says they're really trying to improve their fatherhood. And I got to speak last night on authentic fatherhood. When I got home last night, I had an email message from a priest friend of mine, and he said, "Hey, did you know that Archbishop Perez of Philadelphia, in his Ash Wednesday message, quoted you?" And I said, "No." And he sent me a copy of the or a video of the homily. And sure enough, he quoted a story I had written a number of years ago called "There's Power in Those Ashes." And it has to do with young people, Bill. And I know your program, you have a lot of young college-age people that listen to your program. I went to an Ash Wednesday Mass near a college campus. It was a church that attracts a lot of campus ministry folks and so forth. And I sat down in a row with four college students, and as the Mass began, I could tell that at least some of them weren't Catholic, and a lot of non-Catholics in the church as well. This was also a noontime Mass, and it was packed as well. And as I got up to go get ashes in my session, they kind of followed me, and we all got our ashes. You know, "Remember, you are dust, and unto dust you shall return." And at the conclusion of Mass, I had the opportunity to talk with them, and I asked the first girl, I said, "Are you a Catholic?" And she said, "No, I'm a non-denominational Christian." And of the four students, only one was a marginal Catholic, having been baptized as an infant but not raised in a family that practiced. And the other two were agnostic. So this kind of, it was really interesting to me. So I said, "What brought you to Mass today?" And in unison, they said it was the ashes. And I said, "Well, what about the ashes?" And they said, "There's just something about the concept of Lent that's very appealing to us, that dying to self and giving up something that we take for granted, things that other people might not have. The idea of a period of time where we get to reflect on our lives and what are the purposes in our lives." And they found that very appealing. I think young people, and I'd love to get your opinion, I think young people in general have this sense of wanting to know what the purpose of life is. And there is an appeal to the sacramental of the ashes.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a very attended day. I mean, last night I was at Mass with my wife, and it was packed with young people. It was packed with people that are looking for, you know, a little bit more. And as it's such a beautiful story you tell, because I think it, you know, it does draw on the universality of the beautiful reflection that we have in our lives to focus on where we can improve. I mean, I think each and every person, regardless of your religion, you know, believes that they are not fully complete, because that's just the way that the human heart works. You know, we're not fully complete till we have attained union with God, until we've, you know, made it to the other side of, you know, this life, and we're in heaven. That's, you know, we will never be fulfilled until we have that union with God. And so, absolutely, you know, I think it draws people in, agnostics, you know, non-denominational Christians, as you highlighted, absolutely it draws people in, and it's a beautiful thing to be able to reflect on that. Our priest at Mass last night, he actually drew on the gospel from the previous Sunday, where Jesus says, you know, "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." And then he goes, you know, this season is all about imperfection. It's all about us focusing on our imperfections and making those perfect, and striving to be better. And so it was a beautiful homily he gave, but it's so true, you know, like, we all are focusing on our imperfections. And by the way, congratulations on having your homily quoted by Archbishop Perez, you're having your thing quoted during a homily by Archbishop Perez, because Archbishop Perez, before he went to Cleveland, believe it or not, was a help out at my parish in Philadelphia.
So I
knew him when I was like, you know, 6-7 years old, and man, he is an amazing priest, amazing bishop.
You know, You mentioned a number of people that were at Mass, a number of young people, Bill, and I know a big part of your ministry is to younger people. And what concerns me, though, is keeping those people in the pews. We get young people come in at Ash Wednesday, and what is it that we're not doing? Why are we not making our religion attractive to young people to continue? You know, I love to be able on Easter Sunday when we sing He is Risen for a bunch of young people in the congregation to sing Hallelujah. And that's what I pray for with it. A lot of young people kind of come in at Ash Wednesday and begin to think about those things in their lives that they need to change and work on and so forth. And as a result of that, desire, you know, a closer relationship with Jesus.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. What aren't we doing? Tony, I don't know, but I think the biggest thing is we have to build relationships. You know, like you did in your story, where you went back and you talked to those young people for a moment, right? And you were engaging with them. That's what young people hunger for. They hunger for somebody, just anybody sometimes, to engage with them and just say, hey, what's going on in your life? You know, what are those things? Because I think if every parish, you know, had a dynamic group of older adults that on Ash Wednesday encountered those young people, stopped them, and did what you did, and then maybe even went a step further, and, you know, I know you're traveling and it might not always be possible for you to be able to do this, but say, hey, you know what? But it's certainly absolutely for those parishioners in the parish, be able to say, you know what? Hey, would you like to go out for a cup of coffee sometime? Would you like to be able to, you know, just talk with us about your faith, talk with me about your faith? You know, would that be something that you would, you know, help, you know, you in your life? I mean, I would love to share my faith with you in a deeper way. And, you know, no pressure, you're not trying to put any pressure on the person to bear their, you know, deepest, darkest secrets of their soul. You're just out there for the friendship part of it, you know. And I think if every single parish on Ash Wednesday had a group of adults that's, you know, just were kind and had no ulterior motive, you know, just to love the person that's in front of them and invite them to share their faith with the other person, I think that would go a long way. I think a lot of times young adults see there's got to be an ulterior motive here. They're trying to sign me up for some program. They're trying to get me to give money to this thing. You know, I think that is such a, you know, turnoff that young people have the hunger for God, but sometimes they just want God. They don't want all the other stuff.
Yeah, with all the stuff that they perceive, you know, goes with it. I think you're absolutely right, Bill. You know, we're all called to evangelize. You know, only 62% of Catholics know what the Great Commission is. You know, we're all called to evangelize, to go and make disciples of all nations, and that means we have to just engage some people in conversation. You know, Catholics, they go to Mass on Sunday and they never talk about Jesus for another, you know, 6 days, 11 hours, and, you know, or 23 hours, you know, and then they go to Mass again. No, we have to engage people. And I think sometimes, as you say, getting a conversation started with no strings attached is the way to engage people and maybe get them interested in what we're doing, interested in returning to the church if they've been away from the church, or interested in Jesus and the kerygma, the Jesus story of life, death, and resurrection, of dying for our sins and so forth. Very, very powerful stuff if you share it, but we need to have more people that are sharing it.
Yeah.
You know, another thing about Lent that always has kind of fascinated me, and that's, I'm giving up something for it. What do you, you know, that's the first question everybody asks. What are you giving up for Lent, you know? And when I was a kid, I would give up, like, broccoli and asparagus because I hated both of them. And then my mom said, no, you have to give up something you like. So I gave up watermelon, Bill, because watermelon was out of season during Lent.
Oh.
But then we went to this big banquet, and they had this huge bowl of watermelon sitting there. And I remember as a kid standing there for about 10 minutes and trying to convince myself that I really didn't give up watermelon for Lent, that I just gave up the seeds. And, you know, that doesn't work. I didn't get the message. You know, we're heading to Florida here on Saturday, and there's a parish, St. John the Evangelist, that we go to there. And one particular Ash Wednesday, we go to a mass there, and the priest, before he began his homily, he said, you know, I've had a lot of people call the rectory this week wondering how old you have to be before you no longer have to fast. And as he looks out over this large group of people, he says, that includes about 99.9% of you. It's 59, and, you know, most of the parishes are retirees and so forth. He said, but you do still have to abstain from meat on Ash Wednesday and the Fridays and Lent. So if you go to the Turtle Club Friday night, don't order the 14-ounce New York strip. And so that Friday night, my wife Diane and I just happened to be at the Turtle Club. There was an elderly couple at the next table. And when the waiter came there, the gentleman said, I'll have the 14-ounce New York strip. And his wife wagged her finger at him and said, remember what Father said Wednesday, you have to abstain from meat on the Fridays of Lent. And he said, oh, okay, I'll have the 3-pound Maine lobster. Now, he was giving up something for Lent, but he missed the point, right? He missed the point of the homily as to what fasting is really all about. It's not substituting the 14-ounce New York strip for the 3-pound Maine lobster. It's giving up something that will help somebody else, giving up something that will help us, remind us of the things that we're trying to change in our lives and trying to get better to do it. So I always ask people, you know, what are you giving up for Lent? You know, if you're giving up that double frappe latte mocha mint that you pay $7 for at Starbucks, then give that $7, put that in the rice bowl, and give that to a needy family. You know, if you're going to give up Facebook, a lot of people in the last 24 hours, I'm giving up Facebook for Lent. Well, yeah, that's only part of it. If you give up Facebook for Lent, why not take that same 2 hours you'd have spent on Facebook and read a good book, read the Bible, read a devotional, do a Stations of the Cross, pray a rosary, and so forth. And so our giving up of something is partially about, you know, about what we want to give up, but then in return, what are we doing with that? You know, are we just, amen, you know, just giving up candy, and then, you know, on Easter, we eat one of those 3-pound solid chocolate Easter bunnies? You know, that's not what Lent is about. So I think not only do we have to give something up, there are a lot of people that look for the loopholes. You know, that was me as a kid. Oh, I'll give up broccoli. I'm looking for the loopholes in the fasting rules, and that's not what we're about.
No. No, not at all. You're listening to the voice of Tony Agnese, who is truly a master storyteller, award-winning blogger and author. We're going to take a short break here on Young Catholics Respond, but we've got a whole second half for you. So stay tuned and don't go anywhere on this Thursday edition of Young Catholics Respond. Right back after these messages. I'm Bill Snyder.
Join Patchwork Heart Ministry founder Bill Snyder for Running to the Heart of the Father, a 3-night parish mission at St. Bridget's Catholic Church in Pleasant Hill, Missouri, from March 18th to March 20th. Bill will use stories, personal witness, and prayer experiences to inspire and challenge all to lay their weaknesses and insecurities at the foot of the cross and run to the heart of the Father. Worship music will be led by Penny Warner, and the mission begins with fellowship each night at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit patchworkheart.org.
Please join Arise Milwaukee for special prayer and worship events on Friday, March 13th and Saturday, March 14th at Carroll University in Waukesha. All ages are welcome at the Arise Milwaukee Worship Night on Friday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Join us for adoration, prayer, encouraging messages, and worship. Free childcare will be offered and no registration is required. On Saturday, middle and high school students gather for the 15th annual Wisconsin Catholic Youth Rally. Together in fellowship, they'll hear relevant and encouraging talks, be led in prayerful worship, and have the opportunities to receive the sacrament of reconciliation and attend Mass. Please join us for these special Arise Milwaukee events featuring conference speakers Nick Frank and Lauren Wright and worship led by the Josh Blakesley Band. You'll hear who Jesus is, be invited to consider your need for him, and encounter him in the Blessed Sacrament. We look forward to praying with you at Carroll University on March 13th and 14th. To learn more and to register for the Saturday Youth event, please visit arisemke.org.
Patchwork Heart Ministry is committed to sowing hope into broken hearts by helping young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church through prayer, storytelling, and media initiatives. We invite you to prayerfully consider supporting this mission financially. Mail your tax-deductible donation to Patchwork Heart Ministry at P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, zip code 53147. Or visit patchworkheart.org to donate online. That's Patchwork Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 563, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147, or online at patchworkheart.org.
The St. Raymond Nonatus Foundation for Freedom, Family, and Faith offers prayerful accompaniment for those who are affected by divorce and separation. We offer free online support meetings for those affected by divorce and for adult children of divorce. You can learn more about us at nonatus.org. That's nonatus.org. Text or call 215-870-9913.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Welcome back, everybody, to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. Today, my guest is award-winning blogger and author and radio host, Tony Agnese. He's no stranger to our program. It's just awesome to have him on today. And we're talking all about Lent, right, Tony? You've got some amazing stories out there. And so thanks so much for being here, man.
Oh, it's great to be with you as always, Bill. So what do you give up for Lent, Bill?
I said this on my live show with Ann. I said it on Sowing Hope earlier this week, and I still haven't done it yet. But I got a brand new stationary bike, you know, those little spinners that you get.
Sure.
I've got a brand new spinner bike. It's sitting about 3 feet from my microphone right now. And I said to myself, I'm going to get on it. I'm going to get on it. My wife, last night said to me, you always do something. What are you going to do? And I said, I'm going to get on the bike. She goes, well, you have to do that anyway. I said, yeah, but at least I can, get on it and pedal, and think I'm, doing something extra, and giving up my laziness, giving up my laziness for Lent. So I'm trying to do it maybe at least 3 days a week, to work out and to get myself a little bit healthier, because now that I'm 35, going to be 35 in April, the body is slowing down. You can feel it, so I've got to get myself in shape.
You know what most of those I hate to say this, but you know what most of those bikes become after 3 months? A clothes rack. Usually you hang your coat on it or throw your jeans over it or whatever. So yeah, good luck. Get in there. Get
exactly.
It going. That's
I
great.
I know.
You know, Lent is not a time about shaming ourselves. I think that's a part of it. You know, that, gosh, I gave up, chocolate Easter bunnies, and then every Sunday in Lent, I slug down a pound of a chocolate Easter bunny. It's not about a guilt trip for our sins. Lent is about a sense of reconnecting and returning to God. You know, the readings yesterday from Joel, even now, return to me with your whole heart, fasting, weeping, and mourning. Rend your hearts, not your garments. You know, we need to return to the Lord with our whole heart. It has to be wholehearted. And it's about moving forward and, leaving some past sins behind and deepening our relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, the second reading was from Corinthians yesterday, and it's that very popular reading, in an acceptable time I heard you, on the day of salvation I helped you. And it said, behold, Now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So what we have to do is we have to understand that now is a great time to reconnect with our Lord. What a beautiful way to reconnect over the 40 days of Lent and then to be able to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ on Easter. Now is an acceptable time to get started.
Yes.
And you know, Bill, we can do that. We can stop resisting a relationship with God and follow Him, and not in some superficial way, but with our whole hearts.
Absolutely. You know, I love the first line, I think, of that first reading from Joel yesterday too, Tony, because, you know, when I sit there and I look at the way I reflect on that almost every year is that even now, when you're, you know, a failure, even now when you are feeling like you've just screwed up, even now when you are, you know, mired with all of these different problems and sins and issues in your life, even now, despite all of that, come to me with the whole heart. And
that's great.
And as people reflect on that. And the time is now, folks. I mean, you know, I think, you know, we are incredibly, especially as young people, but in this culture, we get, you know, to be the world's greatest procrastinators, right? I mean, I am a fantastic procrastinator. I'm going to do that, yeah, when I'm 50. I think, yeah, I'll do that. You know, I'll get closer to God when I'm 50. Well, what happens if 50 never comes? You know, what happens if, you know, so, you know, your child is born with a massive defect? What happens when, you know, don't you want to have a relationship with the Lord so that when you encounter Him, personally, you know that He is going to bring you through all those storms of life. You know, you need to, even now, despite where you think you are in your relationship with Him, grow and work toward a better one with Him. And I think that it's a beautiful invitation the way you highlight that. So thank you for doing that. That's awesome.
Yeah, we need to be encouraged, Bill. You know, Matthew 7:8 says, anyone who asks receives, seeks finds, knocks, and the door will be open. But the time to start is now. You know, there's that country song, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to go now. And even now, what seemed hopeless in your life can be made whole. And even now, your marriage on the brink of divorce can be restored. And even now, your children who have left the faith will return. And even now, your job search can end with a new beginning. Even now, your cancer can go into remission. Even now, if you return to the Lord with your whole heart. Isn't that what this is about? And so, you know, let's talk about a few of the things we can do, you know,
yes,
that will get the ball rolling. And one of them is attend Mass. And, you know, not only on Sunday, but you know, maybe try to throw an extra time in there, you know. I think that sometimes gives us an opportunity to get a little closer to our Lord. Increase our prayer time. You know, there's always people that say, I don't have time to pray. Well, heck, there's always time to pray. I like to pray in my car to and from work. It gives me an opportunity. I live, Bill, exactly one rosary from my office. Isn't that amazing how that works? Read some scripture. Read a good book. Pick up a Lenten devotional. You talked earlier about the Stations of the Cross. What a beautiful way to increase your devotions. Give up something that'll help someone else. Like I said, you know, give up that double latte and donate the money to your favorite charity. Or get involved with a service project, you know, the local St. Vincent de Paul, Salvation Army, a homeless shelter, a warming station. All of those things are things that we can use as triggers to help us have a wholehearted relationship with our Lord through the Lenten season and really, really then begin to celebrate Easter.
Yes, absolutely. It is totally true, Tony. You've got some great suggestions for people. Want to remind you or ask you, Tony, how people can get in touch with you, because I know you're an increasingly busy man here, you know, traveling all over, speaking to these different groups and whatnot. And I know people that listen to this might want to bring you out to their parish or their group. So tell us how people can get in touch with you and get your books and all that.
I really love speaking out, especially at the parish level. I really enjoy going into parishes. The night before last, I was in Doylestown, Ohio. They had the largest turnout they've had in a long time. We sold out of books. We had a wonderful time together. They can go to my website, Bill, Tony Agnesi, TonyAgnesi.com. Go to my website, TonyAgnesi.com. My speaking schedule's there. If you want to get in touch with me about speaking at your parish, it's there. All of my books are there. I have 3 books out now, and they're all available there. If you use the discount code FRIENDS, because of being on Young Catholics Respond, if you use the discount code FRIENDS, it'll take 20% off your entire order. My little podcast, 5 Minutes with Tony, is there. It's also available on Breadbox Media. You and I are stable mates there at Breadbox Media. Our shows both appear there. 5 Minutes with Tony is what it's called. It's a real quick way to kind of get a little nudge once a week, and it polishes on Wednesday morning. And then I do a thing on Instagram, and I'd love to have people join up. It's called Daily Grace. And if you go to Tony Agnesi on Instagram and you sign up every day, Monday through Friday, I give you a brand new quote that'll help inspire your morning. It's there every morning at 6 a.m. It's called Daily Grace. All of that, my schedule, my speaking schedule, everything's available at TonyAgnesi.com.
Yeah, man, Tony, thank you so much. Looking forward to having you back on and back on. I know when we had emailed a little while ago, I said, let's do this at least once a quarter because you're so much fun. So
I would love it. And I really, really do enjoy being with you, Bill. I love your ministry and what you stand for, and what a wonderful way to reach people. And, we as a church need to get young people engaged and involved, and it's guys like you and ministries like Patchwork Heart that are going to help get that done.
Awesome. And certainly I appreciate everything you stand for as well, Tony, and thank you so much for your friendship. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, I'm Bill Snyder. Keep beating to your Catholic heart.
You've been listening to Young Catholics Respond, a radio initiative of Patchwork Heart Ministry. To learn more about our ministry and program, visit us at patchworkheart.org. Or to get exclusive access and early ministry updates, become our patron on Patreon by searching for Patchwork Heart Ministry.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... A few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zemak, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LENT20 to get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.